Hello everybody, I'm George Mylon and welcome back to my video. This is about the Most Noble Order of the Garter. And I'm making it now because it's 5 years ago they had their annual gathering at St. George's Chapel, Windsor. So the Order of the Garter was founded in 1348 by His Gracious Majesty King Edward of that name, the Third, since the Conquest. But there's this apocryphal tale about it. And I used to believe it, but I didn't realize it's not clear. Why is a garter their symbol? Because their emblem is a garter, as in to go around a lady's thigh to keep her stocking up, with the cross of St. George in the middle and the words "Honi soit qui mal y pense," which is Norman French for shame upon him who thinks badly of it. Anyway, but a woman's garter fell down. The king bent down and gave it back to her, and he thought this might be seen as a lascivious gesture, as though he, a married man, was sort of flirting with her, as though she was coquetting at him. So to show that it was a respectable thing, he said, "I will establish an order of chivalry," as in for knights. We call the Order of the Garter. Their post nominal will be OG for Order of the Garter, because of course knights up to uphold chivalric values, as in to always be honest, honourable, gallant, generous, merciful, respectable, faithful, and all the rest of it. A knight would never harm a woman or a child, would be a man of his word. We know that in reality, knights were often anything but. They were totally ignoble. So this chivalric beau idéal and how they really behave were often polar opposites. All right, and Tony Blair is a member of them, so sort of I like arrest my case. Okay. At the same time that he began to assert that he was the rightful king of France and so forth. Now, there's some people claim it was founded slightly early in 1344. It's not clear. So and they meet in St. George's Chapel, Windsor. They have got stall numbers there. So every June they have their meeting. There are going to be 24 knights of the garter at one time, plus some supernumeraries, as in above the number 24. So they're all British, the first 24, plus the monarch. And then there's supernumeraries. For example, King Juan Carlos of Spain was one. Only 1,035 people have ever been invested with the Order of the Garter. So there are various chivalric orders. They're the Knights of the George Cross, who have got a greater precedence. Next one down is Knights of the Order of the Thistle, as in relating to Scotland, or a little bit lower down. So His Britannic Majesty George III is one. What was I going to say? The Emperor Hirohito, he was made one. And I'm just trying to think, various German princes were made Knights of the Garter. And in the First World War, that was degraded for them. So her Britannic Majesty Queen Camilla's one. So they process in their robes, their long blue robes, with a Knight of the Garter on their sort of lapel, that emblem, and wearing some sort of chain of office, these hats with these white plumes and so on. So those are the vestments of the other accoutrements which they don, wearing a Tudor bonnet fashioned from black velvet and so forth. And they've got this chain of office, a star of the garter, and they're various officers of this. So I don't know what is the point of it, to just meet in there. I don't know what they do apart from that. So the College of Arms is the organization which sort of regulates these coats of arms for them. And they've all got a coat of arms, and there's a certain room in St. George's in Windsor Castle. They've all got their little coats of arms up there on the wall. Prince Andrew has resigned from it. It's been taken down. So Baroness Margaret Thatcher of Kesteven, she was one. They've all got their individual flags, but these are often not displayed. They're displayed often in churches where they're buried and stuff like that. So Sir Tony Blair, he was invested in things like that. So some people very much disapproved of that. Lord Butler of Brockwell, the former cabinet secretary, the head of civil service, he was initiated into it. So that's what the Order of the Garter is about. Princess Anne, that's King Charles's sister. She's a member. So is his youngest brother, Prince Edward. William, the Prince of Wales, there, he's ex officio, as in Prince of Wales automatically gets to be in it. Okay. The Duke of Gloucester, the Duchess of Gloucester, as in the King's second cousins, they're in it. So some former monarchs, Queen Margareta II of Denmark, she's the Queen Emeritus of Denmark, she's there. King Carl XVI Gustav of Sweden, he's one, and so on. Okay. So the Emperor Emeritus of Japan, Akihito, King Harald V of Norway, Felipe VI of Spain was invested into it like his father, King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands, and the current King Emperor of Japan, Naruhito. Okay, so what was I going to say? Well, the Duke of Abercorn was in it, and so he's the oldest non-supernumerary currently in it, and it was invested years ago. So they tend to be Baroness Amos, that Labour peeress. She's in it. This guy had the first non-white person invested into some time ago, Baron Kakar, okay, who was a professor of surgery. He was invested into it. Lord Lloyd Webber, the composer, conservative peer. Baroness Hennessy, the historian, he was invested into it. Lord Gus O'Donnell, the former cabinet secretary, and so on. So there's one seat which is vacant. So the offices of the prelate, the chancellor of it, that was Baroness Eliza Manningham Buller, formerly head of MI5. She was invested into it. And whatever, there's a register, a king of arms, and I think the one to sort of regulate the usage of coat of arms, a secretary and an usher. I don't know what they all do. But what is the purpose of dressing up this and prancing around? I mean, I don't suppose it does any harm. It's an honor for various people. And then so they met, let's see, so on Monday, is that right? Because Windsor Castle's usually closed Tuesday, Wednesday, but when they're meeting, it's not open. You get some good photos of them processing in and out of St George's Chapel into their hall. So that is it, the Order of the Garter, OG. Would you like to be invested in the Order of the Garter? And that's around the Royal Coat of Arms of the United Kingdom. You'll see that garter and honi soit qui mal y pense. That's what it comes from. A lot of people seem to think it's Latin, but it's not, it's French. And the other obviously royal motto is Dieu. Et mon droit, God am I right? Well, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalantemir@gmail.com. Toodaloo.